I'm the owner of a private chef and a catering company, and I got into a car accident, and so I'm here to purchase another vehicle, the money for that, as well as to get a catering truck.
Tell me a bit about your life as a chef and your catering business.
Before this, I had the business with my husband, and he did all the finances. And one day he just decided that he wanted to do something different, and I didn't want to go along. And he kind of just about shut my business down. I have a daughter who's 26, just was graduating from college, so we were paying her way through college. And he decided that he was just going to pretty much take all the money and go.
So how did those things make you feel?
It made me feel like I lost control, like I'd given too much of my control, too much of my spirit to one person, and that was completely the wrong person to have trusted. You trust, and I'm not saying to trust is a bad thing, but you need to be aware of everything that's going on around you and don't let somebody have 100% control over something.
Is this a place you ever thought you'd end up in?
No, I never thought I'd end up in Alaska. Never even heard the name Petersburg, Alaska. I think of bears. I think of wolves. When I called one time, somebody said, oh, we still have icebergs in the bay. I was like, are you kidding me? You have icebergs? I've never seen an iceberg in my entire life, but I saw one when I first got here. Never in a million years would I have thought that I would see anything like that.
Tell me a bit about your day today, your work. What are you doing there?
This morning, got up, got on my rubber jacket, my rubber boots, and my rubber pants, and I think that stuff weighs about a good 30 pounds. After the fish have come off the ship, they've been processed, somebody else has cut the fins off of them, and then it comes down to me, and I pull out all those nasty pin bones that usually stick you in your mouth when you're trying to enjoy a good piece of fish.
So what's it like being here where you're bringing the salmon in and it's not like you're able to cook it and eat it? It's like you're packaging it and putting it into a can. That must be quite strange for a chef, I imagine.
It's very strange for me to see all the salmon coming in and thinking about all the things that I've cooked with salmon before. I would be putting a spicy Thai sauce on that fish, or just some maybe some fresh lemon and some dill on that. So it's funny to look at the fish and be, that's a good looking piece of fish.
So what do you remember from growing up? What kind of food did you grow up with, and what are your food memories?
We show our love through our food. My father told me years ago that I should start cooking, and I just didn't think I could make any money out of it. I should have listened a long time ago, because that was my love. My father's was the rock in our household. Amazing man. My parents were married 38 years before my dad passed away. That was the saddest day of my life, I think. He just took a lot of time. When my youngest daughter was born, I think a year after she was 1 or 2 years old, he retired so that he would have time to spend with her. He was fun. He got excited about life. We showed dogs. That's uncommon for African-American people to show dogs. We had giant schnauzers. Just everything that was uncommon to us, he wanted us to experience it. Just an amazing man. Gone. But he left a great legacy.
Do you miss him?
Oh, terribly. Terribly. One of the girls in the PFI didn't even know he was gone, because she said, you talk about him all the time. Underneath my chef jacket, I wear my dad's old t-shirts. He used to always say when I was cooking, he said, if you decide you really want to cook, you're really going to knock him in the mouth with flavor, is what he meant. But he would just say knock him in the mouth, and I knew that's what he meant. And so I go into the bathroom, I take off my cooking jacket and put on my actual service jacket. And I have on his t-shirt underneath, which my mother doesn't know. I've just about stolen all his old t-shirts, but I have them all. But I put that on, and I just tell myself, go out there, have fun, knock him in the mouth. You're John O'Neill's kid.